Something very special coming up. The beginning of May at the Northwood Drama Club is presenting Aladdin Jr. This is where if I was prepared, I'd play that song, A Whole New World, but sorry, you're not going to get me to sing it this morning, but it'll be at Elyria High School. It's at the Performing Arts Center. But here to talk about that, we've got the Drama Club advisor, Christy Krasinski. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And also we've got the music director, Ann Garvelink. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good morning.
And Jasmine has joined us this morning.
Hi.
Abby Lascola, thank you for spending part of your day here. Northwood Drama Club. This is you have your 20th anniversary, right?
Yes.
So it's a very special, and I guess not too many drama clubs in the Elyria school system, but yours is one of the special ones, right?
Yes. We have the privilege of performing every spring a musical, which is really, really exciting. And then our kids move on to the high school drama department up there with Pam Christian. And get to have an even bigger experience because they're able to produce more than one production a year. So we're just really excited to present again another musical this spring.
They must be excited about being at the Elyria Performing Arts Center. I mean, that state of the art, it's like almost like a sort of a professional stage to in a sense for them.
Absolutely. I've been doing theater for years, and it is seriously one of the best theaters that I've ever performed in. That we have just the state-of-the-arts light system and sound system led by J.R. Simons. I think I said his name right. Yeah, and he's partnered with us this year and last year, and every year it just gets better.
Now, of course, you can't spend all your time rehearsing there, right? So there's probably you do stuff at the middle school, I suppose, to get ready for things like that. Is that how you kind of do it, or...?
We've been rehearsing since the middle of February at Northwood, and we will be going to the high school after spring break for 5 rehearsals immediately following our school day.
Okay. Well, this is called Aladdin Jr., and tell me a little bit about how that fits in. Obviously, we've seen the movie. We sort of know the story. Tell me how they adapt this then for school-age kids for this.
Well, as you know, Disney has been adapting a lot of their animated films to go on Broadway. In fact, I'm really excited that Cleveland will be having the Broadway edition of Aladdin coming in the new season in 2018. But the junior edition is when they take a Broadway musical and they shrink it down to about roughly 90 minutes. They pare it down for middle school audiences, get some of the... more adult themes out of it, and then sometimes they might even add something a little bit sillier for younger audiences so that it's able to fit within the 90-minute time period. Also, you know, it's for middle school actors that they can have fun and feel comfortable doing it.
Well, let's talk to Abby this morning, who is Jasmine. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to have gotten that role.
It's, like, really exciting. I was kind of, like, nervous at first, but, like, I'm really happy. It's really fun.
Now, have you done other performances with the drama club?
Yes, I've been... My first performance was Into the Woods, and then my second was Hairspray.
Okay. So you've got a kind of a lot of... That's quite a variety, I would think. Into the Woods, similar to some of the Disney things, but Hairspray, quite different. Who were you in Hairspray?
Velma Von Tussle.
Oh, okay. So tell me a little bit about the cast that you have for... Aladdin Jr.
The cast is incredible, you know? I mean, without them, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Right.
They're so much fun. We're always cracking up jokes, and it's a fun...
Now, the key to Aladdin, not only... I mean, Aladdin is the starring name, but the genie is kind of a big part of this as well. That's a crucial casting for you, I suppose, isn't it, Kristen?
Yes, it is. Actually, Genie is being played by Sydney Yates this year, which we're so thrilled. We opened it up. It could be male or female, and Sydney really knocked it out of the park. When we audition for main characters, we have a general audition, and the students indicate whether or not they're interested in a lead. And so we write it down, and they have to come back for a second audition where we give them lines that they have to memorize, music that they have to memorize, and they really show us whether or not they really have it. And it was very difficult to cast Jeannie. I think that was the one that we called back a couple times. So, you know, we really work really hard and show the kids as much of a professional experience of audition as we possibly can.
Now, there's like a lot of fantasy in this. You know, how do you portray that on stage? What kind of technical things have you kind of worked out to kind of keep the illusion for the magic carpet and that sort of thing?
There's always a lot of technical issues to put into a show, sometimes more than others. We have suggestions sent to us by Music Theater International. They give us ideas that we can use, or we can just use as a base and then make it our own. So there is a few surprises for our audience this year. I'm not going to say what they are. I don't want to spoil the show. But, yes, absolutely, it's always a challenge.
Sure, a magician doesn't tell his secrets. It's for people when they come there to sort of see different things, whether it's, you know, what it is that they use and how it works. But, of course, it's all the part of the actors and the performers to sort of sell that and to be as believable as they can in the moment. Again, the Northwood Drama Club is presenting Aladdin Jr. This is on May 4th. And fifth, they've got, well, you've got a 9:45 in the morning performance. Tell me about that. What actor wants to perform at that time of the day?
Well, okay, so our primary goal is to share theater with the students of Elyria City Schools. And so what we do is we have two performances during the day at 9:40, and I believe the other one's at
12:15.
12:15, yeah. I don't want to give the wrong dates. That's so that the school children can come and see it during their school day. But we've also opened it up to members of the community for if they wish to come and donate, you know, to our cause, which would be great. But we invite local community groups to come and see during the day performances as well on May 4th. But May 5th is when we're selling tickets. We'll be selling carnations and candy grams for the casting crew. So if you liked what they did, you can send them a note saying how much you appreciate them.
And I wanted to ask you about the music for this. How is that performed? Is this like a recorded music that goes with this, or is there other people that you get involved in?
We have decided over the last 20 years that what works best is to use the recorded music that's sent to us from the publishing company so that the students at this age will have the same music in the background to practice with and then perform with. It just works the best for us. We do practice the music all the time because it's a musical, so music is very important to the show. So we do practice with the piano and live, but we do end up using the background, not live performers for our shows.
Okay. Abby, what's your favorite song, or what part of the performance do you enjoy doing the most? At this
Probably
point?
A Whole New World.
You doing like that? Yeah, that's kind of a featured one as well. Again, this is coming up on May 4th and 5th. The nighttime performance is on May 5th. Tickets are available. Again, Northwood Drama Club presents Aladdin Jr. And again, you're in your 20th year for this. So every year you got to start all over then. You can plan out next year. And it's fun probably for you, Christy, also to see some of those students who then go on maybe to the high school level. And you get to see some of those performances and thought, hey, I was there when they kind of started on this adventure, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's so important for us to go and support the high school productions, because when we go up there, like, oh, that's Jordan and that's Mason. And it's just really exciting to see them grow. And hopefully my dream is that they will continue to share the performing arts and theater with whatever community, wherever they end up with.
Well, we appreciate you all coming in this morning to share a little bit about that. Again, Northwood Drama Club is having Aladdin Jr. May 4th and 5th. The public performance is on the May 5th at 7 o'clock. And a lot of kids throughout the Elyria school system will be humming some of those songs for sure once they get exposed to this performance. Again, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.